1-800-770-74 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and the fourth Monday from 2 to 4, the all-new Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, Net One Services, and of course, someone that is not a stranger, not at all a stranger to Breakthrough Thinking. I'll tell you, it's the lovely Leah Haven, owner and founder of Smart Femme. Leah, welcome again.
Well, thanks for having me again, Dave.
Absolutely. And thank you to Al Fulton, who this is his fabulous show. We just had a fabulous hour with Edward Gomillion, executive director for the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and your amazing team member, Christian Marison, phenomenal web guy.
Yeah, it was an awesome show.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, this is exciting because this, Leah, is about networking, and you know how important, especially Leah, she knows how important networking is. And before we get into the importance of this, let's talk about smartfemme.com, because you're the founder, the owner, and I always love your story, how this developed. I mean, it's really from your heart, your soul, your compassion, your empathy for women who have to deal in the real world, or the big bad world, I should say, and sometimes you get sort of ripped off.
Well, I started this, as you know, Dave, from my daughter, who is 21 in college, who happened to call me at one time in tears, "Mom, can you put some money in my account?" Unfortunately, she went into a company that does brakes for $99.
Oh.
I won't mention the name, but anyway, $500 later, you know, she asked me to create a guide for her and her girlfriends. And as I did that, it happened to one of my girlfriends about 6 weeks later. And she said, you know everybody, you have to create a guide for women everywhere. You know, we're busy, we wear a lot of hats, you know, we have to make a lot of decisions. And to be able to go somewhere, and nobody wants to pay for Angie's List. I mean, hate to say it, but when you have to pay to get information, good information about good people, I think there's a disconnect. So that's how Smart Femme was created.
And really, the void you're filling is people do not want to have an experience of not knowing who you can trust. And really, so you're smartfemme.com, and everyone should get on it maybe right now, smartfemme.com, and look at this website, but it's really a website that you screen out people. You just don't have anyone on this website. It's people you can trust.
Well, that's true. It's a hub for women. I mean, we have everything, you know, fashion tips and dating and romance and horoscopes and the fun stuff. But every advertiser on there, either I've done personal business with, like, you know, or actually pretty much all of them I have. I know them all personally. And they have to be very women friendly. They have to have a perfect business rating, and they have to be local.
So nice three qualities right there. Mm-hmm. So that does give comfort to women,
right,
to be able to trust the site, because you really personally, in a way, vouching for them, because they wouldn't be on your site otherwise.
Well, if I wouldn't refer them to Lauren, they have no business being on my
exactly.
site. I have a really high litmus test.
See, that's pretty good, Al, to have someone with, like Leah, with this much integrity to be able to help women in an area where I think, and it's just not women, men can join too, right?
We have quite a few male members.
But, you know, who do you trust these days, right?
Right.
And isn't that a unique concept?
It is.
And you mentioned Angie's List. I'm not even familiar. I see it on TV a lot.
She does a lot of national advertising, and we did take some of the things that I liked from her and from Terrio to fix it. I like some of their concepts, but they didn't expand enough for me. For me, why would a woman go on a site unless she's specifically looking? And you know that I write columns, and you know, it has to be magazine. It has to be entertaining. It has to be fun. And there has to be a reason for a woman to go there all the time. We're content-driven. We're not ad-driven. And so women will go on our site. They'll have a good time. And they'll pick up some important information. And they'll know who to call.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
no, smartfem.com. And now, what's interesting, let me ask you, this is a very serious question. Let's see who will get the answer to this. It's sort of like a game show.
Oh, I love game shows.
Yeah, this is going to be a game show. And so did Angie and Craig one time, were they married one time and then they split the list? Do you think that happened?
I don't know. I think Craig's got the better end, though.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You've been watching his end, huh? Okay. Okay, Tom said I can't say that. So the thing is, I've never been on either one of these lists before, Craig's list or Angie's list. But you're saying Craig's list is
I like Craig's list because they, unless you are posting a job listing, it's free. I like
that.
Oh, it is? Yeah, it is free. Like SmartFem, it's free. With Angie, you have to pay for a list, and it's a monthly subscription.
Oh,
I don't think that you should have to pay to find out who the good people are. That's just me.
A monthly subscription. So how many lists could you have in a year?
I have, you know, I don't know. I don't subscribe to her list.
Wow. Have you seen it before?
No, yeah. I haven't. I've been on Craigslist many times,
yeah.
but not Angie's.
Wow. Do you think Craigslist, they have Angie's name in there?
I don't know that it was such a happy divorce, so I don't know.
Well, that's very cool. So tell us some of the elements of your website, smartfem.com. You said you had romance.
We do. We have have romance. Well, you know I'm a dating and relationship expert.
And who do you write for?
I write for North Valley. I have written for Arizona Weekly, and I write for Runway Magazine.
North Valley and Runway Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you write about dating?
I write about dating relationships and, you know, everything from Dear Leah to, you know, tips and things that are going on.
That is so cool. So what are some of the other elements that people can expect to find on SmartFem?
You know, we cover everything from family, you know, products and services, new trends, you know. As I stated before, women are extremely busy. Not only, you know, do they have marriages if they're married, but they have kids, they have jobs. So there's a lot of different things. So we cover a wide variety of things. We also have a really good technology section.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have a new article that our CTO just posted, which is really important. It's about video games. And, you know, not only do you know what your kids are playing, but do you know who they're playing with?
Oh,
good section.
Yeah, it's
how does that work? Who playing with on the internet? You mean?
Yeah,
you mean like poker and stuff?
Not necessarily poker, but there are a lot of interactive games where your kids can go on and play with. You know, they could be playing war games or Battlefield, and you know, lots of different games, and you may not even know what they're doing or how violent some of these games could be.
And you, really, Al, you've heard of that? Where you can play with someone you don't know?
Absolutely. That has been out there since the internet was created, when computers could talk actually directly to each other in the game. You don't get to see the other person. You just have virtual individuals. And then then there were avatars where you could put up a choose kind of like a cartoon character. And then eventually you could actually post your picture in these games.
Really?
And you can talk with the new cameras and microphones. You can see almost like a two-way communication. You can see the other person. During these game plays, you know, role plays.
So how many people post their friend's picture, you think? That's what I would be curious about.
I don't know, but, you know, the important things, if you have a child, the internet's made them easy prey, so.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, with posting the information, they could pretend to be someone else and put someone else's picture. Like if there's 10-year-olds playing, you know, there could be, you know, an individual that's older that's, you know, portraying a younger person. And so that section, that's why I said that's a great section, because educate the women as to how to monitor the games, be aware of it, and maybe some things to do, like some rules, establishing rules for play.
Well, and I think that so many times parents are so busy that they use the internet as a babysitter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and that's how these child predators get at our children, is they rely on busy parents who don't have the time, who, you know, it used to be when my kids were little, you stuck them in front of a Disney video. You know, now yeah. they're online. So it's really scary, because not only do you not know what they're playing sometimes, but who are they playing with?
You know, that's a good point. And also these chat rooms, that's where the claim to fame was long ago, right? Mm-hmm. America Online or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do they still have chat rooms, America?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Oh, they do? I only tried that once. Like when I first got online, I go, oh, what's this stuff? And then it's sort of weird, actually. I was just observing, you know, and I don't even know where I was. I think America Online used to have different chat rooms, you know, based on hobbies or mm-hmm. I can't
well,
remember.
The new term is blog or forums. And they do the same thing. You have a subject that you want to talk about, and you can join the rest of the individuals that are chatting about the same thing.
Oh, that's what happens.
Yes.
Wow. But it is sort of weird because, so there I was just, and I didn't even say anything. I was just observing. I go, this is very strange, these chat rooms. And then I said something. I don't even know who was, it's like many people there. This is a long time ago. And then I got bounced off. But someone was able to find me, and I don't know how, because they like what I said. And they appeared on my instant message. How did they do that? I didn't even know how they
did that. That's why we have Al here. I have no
idea. That was so weird, though.
Once you have an avatar or a almost like
a screen name?
Exactly.
Maybe that's how.
Yes.
And I said, who are you? She goes, well, you just said that really brilliant thing. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm patting myself on the back. But I said something where most of the people said, that is just, you know. I was just saying something spiritual. You know, everyone was chatting away in sort of a weird way. And I just said something spiritual. So someone liked it, and they appeared on my instant message or something. Sort of shocked me. I fell off the seat. I go, what's that? I didn't even know what an instant message was.
Wow. Well, you know,
now
things are changing. I mean, I was actually updating my Facebook status. I believe it was Thursday or Friday. And all of a sudden, you can have FaceTime chat now where it's face-to-face. I do not want that feature.
Yes. Face-to-face?
Yeah.
How does that work, Al?
If the person has
a video thing or a webcam?
Yes. Yep. Same thing like at the iPhone has the same – iPhones have the same capability. It has a little app that because iPhones have a camera on both sides, the face recognition, as long as you're within visibility and you aim it at yourself, you can have a video conference with someone. And so the same thing applies to the computer. Now.
I do not want that.
That's
I mean, at times when you're ready to go, but I had just sat down with a cup of coffee, just woke up, just sat down, and bing, the minute
really?
I got there, I got an invitation to a face-to-face on Facebook. It's like, I don't think so.
That is amazing. That's incredible. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue chatting about some really interesting things on the internet, but what SmartFem.com has to offer. We talked about romance, that you have some technology stuff, and we'll get into more stuff because it's really the tagline, mobile magazine for the woman on the go. I love that.
Thank you.
Wow, this is good. We'll be right back.
Tax time is here again. Let Barenbaum and Spien relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Barenbaum and Spien has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spien, CPA.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton, Net One Services. And the lovely Leah Haven is in studio, owner and founder of SmartFem. That's smartfem.com. Get on the site right now and take a look. It's really interesting. During the break, we thought we would talk a little bit about networking and women, the do's and don'ts, because you know, networking, you get out there, you don't know anyone sometimes, and SmartFem.com is all about safety and security, promoting women. So tell us a little bit. Let's have a discussion about that. Women and networking, the do's and don'ts.
Well, networking, first of all, I think having an idea, having an agenda in mind, what you a plan before you go out there, being very strategic. Mm-hmm. Networking, Phoenix, for instance, it's large. Gelly's great, but there are so many people. It can be overwhelming for the first time networker.
Yeah.
So what I recommend people do is start in smaller groups. Oh. You know, start small and go with somebody who's a seasoned networker. Go with somebody who kind of knows what they're doing. You can check out BNI. Business Networking International. They have chapters all over. They're smaller. And I say start small or go with somebody who really knows what they're doing. Because if you don't, I know Gelly's last event probably had 1,500 people. And
large.
Even for the seasoned networker, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has a different target, different purpose. Well, the purpose should be, like we talked about the first hour, Al, right, is developing relationships.
Yes.
It's not about selling. It's really establishing a relationship. Would you agree?
I would. It's, you know, a lot of people just go and all they do is pass out business cards.
Yeah.
And really it's you know, if you just meet three or four people that are really, you know, within your core target market, you know, and just instead of focusing on the whole thing, just focus on just a few and really good connections. I think you're going to benefit.
So what you're saying, it's more quality than quantity.
It is in everything, don't you think?
I think so. Al, you think so too? Quality versus quantity?
I do. And I like the idea about going to smaller groups. We had Edward Gamillion, who is part of the North Phoenix Chamber. Actually, he's the executive director. And the groups are small. And that's a great idea. The individuals may want to visit a chamber of commerce because those individuals know each other. They're a little seasoned. And if they could introduce the individual to a couple others, they can get to know individuals in their own territory or community. And that would be a very good start.
I agree.
You know, so what I noticed, I started networking a long time ago. I think it was in the 1800s, but I can't quite remember because after 1800, I forgot what was happening. But I think there were horses back then, horse and buggy,
right,
if I remember. Okay.
No, chariots.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's even earlier. But what I remember is what I would recommend, and see if you both agree, is that if you're going to a networking event, it's about networking.
Right.
It's about really getting past any shy behavior and just introducing yourself. And I see so many people at a networking event that seem to either be shy and they don't want to come up to anyone, but it's perfectly acceptable. No one's ever going to reject you. It's not like a dating situation, although on the break you said some people treat it like that. But
they do.
But we'll get into that in a second. But why not just introduce yourself? I've never seen anyone said, I don't want to talk to you. Or, you know, like, do you want to dance at a dance? And no, I don't. But do you want to meet someone? Usually everyone wants to meet you. That's why they're there, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, there are some people that are just painfully shy. And really what you should do is just go and explain your situation to whoever's hosting. You know, hi, I'm Leah with Smart Femme. I'm a little bit shy. I'm not used to having to approach people. Here's what I'm looking for. And just talk to that person, and they can give you an introduction. But the biggest thing that people need to do when they go networking is really close your mouth and open your ears.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Most people are so busy talking that they're not listening, and they're not really gathering any information. It's not about you. It's about them and seeing if they're a good fit for you.
That is great advice, though.
Yes, it is.
I mean, listen, ask appropriate questions. But the worst thing, and we've all seen it at networking, I think, is someone coming up to you and asking for a sale.
Yes.
That rubs me always the wrong way. Like, hi, I'm John, and I'm from, you know, some auto detailing place. And really, I want you to come in. We got a special. I want you to buy. If you buy now before you leave, blah, blah, blah. That's a turnoff. Why would anyone do that?
You know, it doesn't work on the car lots. It's not going to work in networking.
Have you seen that, Al?
No. Well, it's similar where someone walks up and they're holding a stack of cards in their hand, and they pull one up just before they walk up to you. And, of course, they have it in their hand, and they say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and they push the card in your face.
Yeah.
I saw that dozens of times at the different events.
Now, we did have some fun a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
You and I sort of did a little joint networking.
Yes, we did.
Was that sort of cool?
That was great. Networking Phoenix. And that's why the partner, taking someone with you who knows a couple people, it's so much easier to kind of like tag team. So the one person knows a couple people, and as they see the individuals, you introduce the partner who's with you, introduce them to a couple, and vice versa. So you actually end up introducing and having someone that is common to both sides. You've now doubled your knowledge on the different individuals, their expertise, the different industries that are out there. And so you get over the shyness. Now, next time you go to the event, you know twice as many people.
Yeah. And that's a key, because when you go to these big events, you mentioned, I like what you said, Lee, about start with smaller events. That makes sense. If you do go to the big events and you really have some unique feature, you plant the seeds, and your part of networking is being consistent.
Right.
Constant. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like Gelly's event, I end up knowing, quite a few people. And so they will introduce me to other people. It's sort of a cool thing if you really spend time and have a network strategy, which is really easy. Just show up and make sure you're polite. And like you said, Leah, make sure that you're opening your ears and listen. Do a lot of listening and ask yourself, how can I help this person make their life better?
Well,
their business.
Exactly. And sometimes you'll think somebody is a good fit, and then you listen to what they do, and then you realize, you know what? They aren't, you know, they're not part of my target demographic. I mean, and then instead of wasting all this time on somebody, you'll realize, you know, they're not a good fit, but, you know, I may know somebody who's a good fit for what they're looking for.
Now, is there any specialized rules just for women? On the break, you said, and I was surprised. I said something like, well, I think some women go for dates. And you actually said more men would go trying to get dates at night.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that. That was sort of interesting.
Well, it depends on the event. And I love Raven Valdez. Raven's events are great.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have kind of, hers are more social.
Yeah, she that's right.
And you want to really check which networking events that you go to. Usually if you go for a breakfast or a lunch, they're pretty much business oriented. Mm-hmm. But if you go later in the evening, sometimes they tend to be a little bit, you know, a little bit more
social.
Very social.
Yeah, Raven. Yeah, I think she is known for more social.
Right.
Where, like, when Austin, I don't know if he still has it, Austin Who's Who, it was more the, business.
Yeah, the Who's Who, yes.
Yeah, is he still?
Yes, and there's. Yeah.
I think they're at the Sandbar these days.
Oh, are they? Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, and of course, Gelly, that's more business, mm-hmm. it seems to me. What
and then
other
there's
ones?
Gia Heller.
Yep.
Does she have stuff?
You know, I don't know. I really haven't figured out what Gia does, but yeah, she has some stuff.
Gia, if you're out there, call it.
Well, yeah. I know she has networking, business networking experts, but I really don't understand her business model, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I should probably have a one-on-one with her because I don't know.
Facebook one that where you could see her.
Well, I have it. Well, I don't want to do the Facebook. I don't want to get on the Facebook chat.
that's interesting. So what other network? Oh, Dave Sherman has the Beehive, which is pretty good, mm-hmm. actually. I've enjoyed that. Have you been to that?
I haven't been to that yet.
Yeah, you've heard of Dave Sherman?
I know Dave.
He has a Beehive networking event, which is sort of cool. It's unique and it's different. And usually, I don't think it's every month, but I think every couple months. It's worth going to for sure. But why don't we take a quick break? And we'll continue our discussion with Leah Haven, owner and founder of SmartFem. And this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services. We'll continue talking, really, the art of networking. I think it's really important. We're going to ask questions to our great panel here. How important is it? Can you get away with not networking? I don't think so, but we'll find out what the panel says. We'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birenbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the fourth Monday of the month, so it is the all-new Breakthrough Networking 2 to 4. Al, how does this feel? This is a great time segment to really help people.
It is, and I enjoy it, and the different guests that we have on that lend their expertise in this arena.
Which is really, really important. Now, we were talking about networking, how important it is. And some of the don'ts we were also talking about, for example, it can be expensive if you and from a time allocation standpoint is very important too. So you can really overdo, like anything, you can overdo it.
Well, I think what you have to do is really before you commit, most networking, not all of them, but most networking venues will let you try them out a few times. Once you can go once or twice for free, yeah, without having to, you know, apply and get membership. I think it's a good idea for a couple of different reasons. You know, the dues can be expensive. Then you have, you know, the costs involved, such as a breakfast or lunch, you know. And, you know, if you have too many commitments, then you have to oversee. If they have 10 people in that group that sell insurance, it's probably not going to be a good fit for you.
Yeah, if you're selling insurance.
Right. One of the things that I like about BNI, Business Networking International, is they only allow one person from each industry in that particular chapter. And I think that's real important. I think if you have too many experts in the room, then who's going to get the business?
The one with the radio show. Okay, that's I'm sticking to that story. But no, that makes sense because you can overdo it. And also, like you said, you got to see if there's if it's a fit. I mean, just
a fit and a value.
Yeah. And the value and also the core values, not just value as invaluable, but your core values. Do you match the philosophy with a certain group?
Well, that's true. And the integrity in the group. You know, I
very important.
The whole purpose of networking is to kind of get to know each other and do business with one another. And really, like attracts like. And you're going to see certain networking groups you may not fit into, whereas you go to another chapter and it's a real good fit.
The other thing is, let me get your comments on this, both Leah and Al, is that don't prejudge. I mean, a lot of people, they might walk around a large networking group or a small group or whatever, mm-hmm, and they might be prejudging. They might see someone, they go, oh, that person, you know, will never be a good fit, or maybe by industry, you know, whatever industry, and you say, nah, that'll never be a great referral source. But I think that's a really big mistake to be able to prejudge anyone. I mean, you could ask a question, first of all, first and foremost, how can I help them? You know, can I enhance their life? Can I enhance their business? And second, you mentioned off the air that everyone has a general circle of influence in their pipeline of 230 people, roughly. So you could always ask, who do they know that
exactly
I can help?
Exactly.
So, I mean, prejudging, right, Al, is
right,
not a good idea.
Absolutely, because it's
but
almost
people do that.
They do, and it's almost like Facebook. It's the 230 individuals. It's not necessarily presenting, promoting only to the one. You're presenting and promoting ultimately to the 230.
Yes.
Because once if you get off on a bad start and you already prejudge and you basically close or shut,
yeah,
down that door. But if you do and provide a good service, you're likable, you have a good attitude, you have a good service, you have good value, that you're going to portray that in the one person. Like the old adage is, if you make one person happy, they'll tell,
yeah,
others. But if you make one person mad, they'll tell dozens of
everyone.
Others. Everyone.
That's true, right?
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. That's a very good point. So I think that's something that people should realize, and you got to change your mindset on that. You can't think of you going into a networking event. You got to think
it's
what
a relationship.
Can I get? Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Network when you meet with somebody and you decide to work with them. It's a partnership. It's a relationship, and they you must constantly be exchanging ideas and thoughts, and it has to go both ways. It has to be mutually beneficial. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, there are people that, you know, tend to go down, what's in it for me? And really, I think that if everybody would go out with the mindset, how can I be of service?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Then you're gonna attract more people. You're going to have people that are dying to do business with you.
There's no doubt. I mean, if they see your sincerity.
Integrity comes across.
Yeah, it really does. And which, you know, and asking who they know. I have a little story about this where I was told my partners in my Century City firm, you know, long ago. I said, always make sure you know who people know, you know, whether it's a secretary, receptionist, a law partner, doesn't matter. And I guess I just didn't get my point across, because what happened was we found out too late that one of her clients was a secretary, and I don't know how we did, or some administrative assistant part-time to share. And how my partner didn't know that, I don't know. But he didn't, and she was looking for a CPA firm, and guess what? We found out too late. So we didn't even get recommended. So who you know, find out who people know.
Well, you know, there's that old adage, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Unfortunately, yeah, that's true. But I'm going to add on to that. How do they know you?
That's what Edward said, mm-hmm, right?
Yes.
Wow, you guys are good.
How are you known?
Yeah.
How do people view you? I think that's a big mistake and a big faux pas people do in networking. You know, they're so busy getting their 30-second commercial out instead of standing back and going, okay, here's what I want to say. What are people going to hear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very good point. What am I going to say, but how will they hear it?
Exactly.
And that's so important. Are you a big, both of you, what do you think of the 30-second commercials? How significant is that? I don't know.
I really think that personally, and I don't mean to overstep you, Al, but as a dating and relationship expert, the one thing I've noticed is body language trumps anything that will ever come out of your mouth.
Mm.
I can't remember what, I think it's 79% of 93% of
NLP
skills. You know, communication skills are nonverbal.
Yeah, give me knuckles on that.
And how you present yourself, and the way you dress, the way you address people, the way you talk,
how you say what you say
is going to be how you're perceived.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh. And that's the first impression. That 30 seconds is, if everyone's sitting in a room and everyone's sitting down and quiet, that you would stand up, you get that 30 seconds to make your impression. And eye contact, the body language, I look at those two things when the person stands up. Are they looking down? Are they twiddling their thumbs? Are they stuttering and stammering? Are they concise? I mean, there's a lot that you can gather in 30 seconds.
Now, Leah, what would you say to people that are afraid to give a 30-second commercial? Because maybe there's 30 people, 50 people,
sure,
looking at them.
It's a missed
opportunity, right?
No. I think what they need to do is do a little NLP.
Yes.
And take the focus off themselves and really step back. It's like, it's not about what you do, it's how you can help others. And just change your message so that it's like, here's who I am, here's what I do, but here's how I can help you.
Yes.
That's a good mindset.
Well, I think, you know, I always say that before I go on camera.
Oh, you do?
I do. I say a little prayer to myself, you know, God, just put the words in my mouth so that I say something that will help at least one person. And
wow,
I say, that's my little prayer. Because
cool.
I, you know, it doesn't matter how many times I go on camera. I still get the butterflies. I get the little jitters, the nervous energy. But, you know, if I say that to myself, it just kind of takes all that away.
Now, where have you been on camera?
Oh, ABC, NBC, Fox, couple of Dallas, Yuma. I've been
Dallas,
all over.
The show Dallas?
No.
With Larry Hagman? That's coming back, I heard.
Good Morning Texas.
Yeah. Really? Good Morning Texas?
Good Morning Texas.
That's awesome.
Wow, that is very cool. And
I did get to meet Wolfgang Puck in the green room, so that was very exciting.
You did?
Yes.
Wow. Is he a hockey guy?
No, he's a, famous
guy.
Chef.
Yeah, that's sort of cool, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard of him.
Yes. Spago, excellent food.
Wow. So so what's the difference between being on camera and being on the radio?
You know.
Or is there any
difference? I like radio because people can't see you.
Yeah.
You know, but it's easier to be on camera in some ways. I'll tell you the differences. You have to be very mindful of body language on camera.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, looking into the camera, the lighting, and you can't talk over one another versus radio, where radio, you have to be higher energy. People can't see you. So you have to, you know, you have to bring it. So it's two different skill sets.
And what's your favorite radio show?
Well, You know which one's my favorite.
I do.
Which show, though? I like all the Breakthrough. That's the question.
Match No Match is good.
Match No Match is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
It is a lot of fun, but next show is going to be fabulous.
Celebrity Match again.
Yes, we have comedian Robbie Wagner coming on.
Oh, great.
From the improv, right?
Yes, improv comedian Robbie Wagner.
Last time we had, I forgot her name.
Jolene Lenzer.
She was so awesome.
She was awesome.
She's really nice. And she was funny, right?
Oh, my God.
Funny, funny.
Oh, my God.
Go to breakradioshow.com and check that out. Match No Match Archives. That was a fun show.
I got a lot of text messages from that one.
Yeah, this was so cool. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with the founder and owner of SmartFam.com, Leah Haben, and Al Fulton, NetOne Services. This is Breakthrough Networking, and we'll continue our discussion, really the importance and really how what strategies people can use for networking, how they can really solidly input it into their business, in their marketing plan to really grow their business. I think that's what people want. We'll be right back.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spiegel relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spiegel has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spiegel, CPA.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking every fourth Monday from 2 to 4. I should say the all-new Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton and NetOne Services. We have in-studio guests, and I always say this, the lovely Leah Haben, owner and founder of SmartFem, which is the mobile magazine for the women on the go. You definitely have to check that out, which is smartfem.com. Now, Al, we're talking on the break about some personal experiences that you've had that you may want to share with the listeners.
Sure. I was new to business networking and felt very apprehensive about going to the different groups or introducing myself to individuals. So something that Leah had mentioned is go to the individual that's hosting. Let them know that you're new to the event. And what I did is I said, I'm in this industry. Who should I know? Who can you introduce me to? And the different individuals or the host of the different events took me to at least two or three people, introduced me. Well, once I, you know, did that and felt comfortable in the group, selected two or three, I would frequent it. That's important to be consistent. Once I did, I got a chance to have one-on-one conversations and get to know the different individuals. And what's nice about that is when you go to yet another event, you'll recognize some of the other individuals as well as they'll recognize you. So as you enter the event, both you have the recognition and you have others who see you at the event, and they'll, you know, wave. So it's that confidence is there that you feel comfortable, you feel welcome, you go right in and you see somebody you know and you talk to them, and others see that, so they feel, you know, compelled to just join in. It's like, okay, that's a good group. And so it's kind of contagious, and that's just my personal experience in being introduced to business networking and then going to yet larger groups and feeling comfortable.
And it builds confidence, too.
Yes, definitely.
Which is good. Now, as you were describing this, there was one person that came to mind as you were saying, talk to the host or someone that knows a lot of people, and they probably will introduce you to other people. And the one name that came to mind, you know him.
Dave Isaac.
Well, no, thank you, but I wasn't but I appreciate that, but it wasn't
Jason Bressler.
Yes. Remember? I did that with you at Rotary.
Yes, you did.
And you know Jason. Oh, my gosh.
I think networking, I think Jason Bressler.
He's Mr. Networking.
Jason genuinely knows about everybody, but he cares about everybody.
He really does. I call him a kid because I've known him for so long, like 10 years, and he was a kid about 10 years ago. Yeah, I guess he still is.
I know who you were talking about. That's the impact he's had on my life, too.
Really? It's phenomenal, right?
You know what? It's rare to see somebody who is so approachable, so knowledgeable, and really, really has no agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Except to introduce people.
That's all he does. And
he's phenomenal.
You know, just one of my favorite people in the world.
No question about it. And, Jason is amazing. But what's funny about Jason, as you both know, he has the old-fashioned way. He has a book.
He has lots of books.
Yeah, and there's cards in there. He doesn't use electronic stuff.
No, you know.
Isn't that incredible?
And he knows every single person by every card.
That's what impresses me the most about him. You can go to other networking events, and they just don't get it the way Jason does.
Exactly.
I mean, you ask him, Jason, I need this. Boy, okay, he's going to whip out that book, and he's going to tell you, well, here's so-and-so, so-and-so, and so. He can tell you everything about that person.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. I remember a couple times, I don't like to impose because I know how busy he is, but I called him up one time. I said, Jason, I'm looking for this type of person. I think it was for the radio show. He spent a half hour on the phone. He goes, he got excited, and I think he just loves what he does. He's the best I've ever seen.
He is the best. And, I wish Jason would have his own networking group because he's got so many connections.
Yeah.
And he just has the passion for it that you don't see in some of the other groups.
Yeah, and he's fairly new. He's been around at other groups, but he now, and I'm not sure if you know this, but it's pretty new. He's executive director for Rotary 100.
Ooh,
which we've been to.
Yes.
Do you want to go again?
I'd love to go
again. Al, too?
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm going to get you both as a guest. We'll see who's Friday. I'll tell you, that's truly, I think, one of the best organizations I've seen, the Rotary 100.
They are lucky to get Jason.
Yes.
They really are. And
I hope they know that.
I think they know it because he's, I think, been increasing membership. But he's just, he has a lot of experience now. He's been around a couple of other places. But he may have landed at a place that really appreciate him and really let him do what he does best. And then that's so important, isn't it?
Yes. I read on his Facebook page that the attendance in the club and membership has increased, and he's just enjoying it.
Good.
He's done that with every group he's ever been a part of, though. I mean, people just if you haven't met Jason Bressler –
you got to meet him.
You got to meet him because he is, he's like Andy Taylor, Mayberry. He's so real.
Yeah. That's a great example.
That's who he reminds me of. Somebody doesn't have the big ears.
And we've discussed or talked to him, and he will be on the show in the future.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Yeah, we have talked to him, and he's, Yeah, he's a great, great guy. And one way you can get to meet him, actually, for listeners out there, is attend the Rotary 100, the Phoenix Rotary 100.
Also Facebook him, because he's got great social media etiquette, which
does he love.
Yes, he does. He's always on there. You know, this is a guy that really is able to combine, you know, the face-to-face, the business networking, and the social media.
Yeah, he does it all.
He does it all, and he does it. He makes it look really effortless.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just him. I mean, it's just part of him, right?
Yes, yes.
And he's young. You know, he's an old soul, but he's
really... Yeah, I agree. I think that's why I call him the kid. I remember first time I met him, it was at a networking... I think it was the Phoenix Chamber, actually, at some place up north, northwest. And it was a typical networking group until I met
Jason.
I saw he's carrying two big books. I go, what do you got there? You know, by the way, I'm Dave. He goes, I'm Jason. And there's cards everywhere. And he goes, who do you want to meet? That's what he said to me. Mm-hmm. I go, well, I'll meet. Do you have someone like this? He goes, hold on. Boom. Within seconds, he brought someone over. Another one over. I met 10 people just like within minutes. He knows
everything about them, though. He can tell you. He could probably sell them better than they can sell themselves. Yes. That's what impresses me.
That is true.
I told him to go in business doing that, like a PR guy.
Exactly.
But he's doing very well. But yeah, Phoenix Rotary 100. I don't have their number, but call them, look them up in the phone book,
or Facebook them,
or Facebook, and get over there. You know, ask him if he could be a guest of Jason, even, and get down to the Phoenix Rotary 100 every Friday. They have a great luncheon, right? You both have been there.
It's
fabulous.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Some great speakers, and I think it's like 12 to 1:30 every Friday. And boy, that's
at the Phoenix Country Club.
Yeah,
so people know
exactly the Phoenix Country.
The view's awesome.
Oh, the food's good. The people are just outstanding.
They are.
I've met so many nice people, right? I introduced you to Don Goldwater down there.
Yes,
and
yes.
Who else? There's a couple other people, really cool people.
Yes, they were.
Wow, I'm getting excited. I want to go this Friday. I wonder if I can. I'll have to try.
Just call Jason.
Oh, that's right. You guys want to go again?
I'll have to check my calendar,
but
sounds good.
Yeah, too short a notice for me. This.
Oh, yeah, maybe in a few weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And we'll invite him. We'll have him on the show as a regular guest, because he would be a good...
Phenomenal.
You know, just have him sit out here and bring his books and talk about...
It's hysterical.
Just, yeah, it is. I mean, just have him pull out a card and he'll do a whole rendition on that person.
He will. It's truly amazing.
Well, we have callers call in and ask on the air, and he'll say, hold on a second.
Hey, that would be a good idea. Yeah, that would be really interesting. So, well, let's see. We only have a few minutes left. So, Leah...
Yes.
How do people get in touch with you?
You know, they can call me at 480-269-6636, or better yet, just go to www.smartfem.com, and that's smart like smart female.
Yeah. Which females are smart?
You know they are.
And more spiritually mature than guys, in my opinion.
You know, I've met quite a few spiritually evolved men, so I'm
The keyword few.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I agree with you. Al, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, via website, Facebook at Net1 Services, and that's the number one, or the same for www.net1services.com.
Wow, this has been a phenomenal show. I think if you want to hear the archive show, definitely go to breakradioshow.com. Go to archives under break through networking, and you can hear this whole show over. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun.
Jason will want to hear it over and over because we've been talking about him over and over, but he is worth meeting.
You know, I love him.
Oh,
he's just a great guy.
When did you first meet him?
God, it's probably 2005, 2006.
Really? So quite a while ago.
Well, he looks like he's 19.
I know, he looks
I know, he could be one of my kids, you know?
Uh-oh, you don't know? We can get the DNA test.
No, I know, but I mean, he's old enough, he could be one of my
kids. Oh, I wasn't sure what you meant. And, of course, Tom's laughing at that, and Amber's, like, embarrassed over that. We see Amber, our former producer.
You threw me under the bus.
Yes.
Oh, no, that was fun, though, wasn't it? Yes. Okay. Anyway, so thank you, Leah Haven, for being here. We'll see you... probably this week on the sports show.
Absolutely.
You're also on our sports show, and guess what? Arizona Rattlers coming up.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. We're going to go down there. And Al?
It was a good show. Thank you for being on, Leah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was excellent. And Al Fulton, thank you. See you next month, but I'll see you before then for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you to Ed Gomillion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
For North Phoenix Chamber. And, of course, a big event at Valley Luna today. And, oh, a round of applause for Edward Gomillion because of his last name, Gomillion.
Hey.
And, of course, Christian Marison, your great team member,
yes.
Website, social media. He's a nice, nice guy and very talented. We'll see everyone tomorrow with, what is tomorrow? Profit Player. And we have the Standard of Excellence show with a green preschool coming on. Very interesting. Organic all the way. I see you tomorrow.
Great.